Langbein, Hermann. Hermann Langbein, born the 18th of May 1912, died the 24th of October 1995, was an Austrian communist who fought during the Spanish Civil War with the Stalin-supported International Brigade. Due to his opposition to the National Socialist regime, he was incarcerated at the Dachau, Auschwitz, from the 21st of August 1941 until the 25th of August 1944, and Neuengommer camps. At Dachau and Auschwitz, he served as a clerk for the camp's garrison physician, hence had access to a lot of information. After the war, he co-founded and headed the International Auschwitz Committee, which initially had its headquarters in Stalinist Poland, Krakow. Later, the headquarters were moved to Langbein's hometown Vienna. Not content with the Soviet lie that 4 million people had been killed at the Auschwitz camp, Langbein declared in a deposition of 8 August 1945, meant to incriminate Maximilian Grabner, that 5 million people had been gassed. Interestingly, Langbein knew nothing about the first gassing at Auschwitz, although that event is said to have occurred just 2 weeks after he had arrived at the camp, so it certainly would have left quite an impression, had the event really occurred. Knowing that his former boss at Dachau and Auschwitz, Dr. Eduard Wirtz, with whom he stood on very good terms, and who Langbein respected tremendously as a kind, humane physician, could not defend himself anymore, due to his suicide at the end of the war, Langbein committed perjury when he testified the following atrocity propaganda during the Frankfurt Auschwitz show trial. Quote, "In 1944, children were thrown alive into the huge fires that were burning near the crematoria. We heard about this at the main camp, and I informed the garrison surgeon. Dr. Wirtz refused to believe me. He went to Birkenau to find out. When I went to him the next day for dictation, he simply said, that was an order of Camp Commandant Huss. It was issued, because there was no more gas. From that time on, Dr. Wirtz believed anything I told him," unquote. This apparently included Langbein's claim that 5 million people were killed, most of them under Wirtz's auspices. Furthermore, the Auschwitz camp never ran out of gas. That is an auxiliary lie, meant to shore up the master lie. Langbein worked closely together with his communist buddy and multi-convicted liar, fraudster and perjurer Adolf Rogner, in trying to get the criminal investigations launched that ultimately led to the Frankfurt Auschwitz show trial. Langbein worked closely together with prosecutors and judges to compile so-called perpetrator files, which contained names and photos of all possible defendants and a list of all the crimes alleged against them. These files were then given to all possible witnesses, so they could quote-unquote identify the perpetrators and quote-unquote remember their crimes. See the entry on the Zentrale Stelle. Langbein also worked closely together with the Polish authorities, who influenced their witnesses in an even more blatant way, coaching the witnesses to get them to agree on the official version of what happened at Auschwitz. Then some police or secret service agent accompanied them to West Germany, and even into the courtroom, to make sure none would deviate from the official narrative or try to seek asylum in the West. When this manipulation was revealed during the appeals procedure, but rejected by the Court of Appeals as a reason for declaring a mistrial, Langbein boasted about him and his communist and Polish cronies having gotten away with their mega fraud. For more details, see Rudolf 2023, pages 383-385, 422 and following, 430, Matonio 2016a. Pages 220-224, 2016f, pages 97 and following, 2022f, pages 126, 180.